Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Welcome to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM, or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners. Well, however you've decided to spend the hour with us, we are so glad to have you. Well, Vancouver is alive and blazing, and I'm not just talking about the fireworks, because there is fireworks tonight. I am talking about the fact that there is pride in the city, and so Van Pride 2010, and we're going to be celebrating. We're going to be broadcasting live at the parade, and there's all sorts of really wild festivities going on all through the week, and I'm very excited because I've got the unstoppable Connie Smudge on with me tonight, and she's going to be telling us about what is going on and what we should and what we shouldn't do and what's hot and what's not.
Hello, my little dissy diva.
Hello, how are you?
I'm exceptional.
I am so glad we got to have you on, and just getting, and not only that, the fact that you're going to be broadcasting live and doing the commentary at the parade itself, which is really super cool.
You betcha. This will be my third year since they expanded the route along Robson Street. Last year I did it at the corner of Denman and Robson, and this year I'm doing it again on top of the big Safeway balcony, and I'll be hopping up and down all throughout, and I'll be probably yelling, "Happy Pride, Vancouver!" We were just talking off air, and I'll have to like pop down and have a little visit with you on the road.
I am so excited about that, because I know originally I was trying to coordinate where I was just like, yes, you totally have to come by and I want to interview you, and then I found out that you're emceeing, and I'm like, oh my god, I won't be able to do this, so I have to have you on the show. But now I get doubly spoiled, because I get you on the day of and I get you now.
Oh, you know how to sweeten up a girl, don't you?
I try.
But it is just an absolute flurry of activity, and I'm thinking, besides all the fabulous fireworks buzz that's going on, everyone is just so excited, and there's just something happening. More than one thing happening every night, let me tell you.
So do tell. What?
It's going crazy. Like, tonight, of course, is like they're doing the Bingo for Life, and there's also, I think, Loving Spoonful has something above watching. See, it's like a dining above the stars. So I think it was at the Coast Plaza tonight.
Nice.
And they were selling tickets, and you get to have like dinner and fabulousness, and all the sort of proceeds go to Loving Spoonful, which we love.
And we should probably tell our listeners, just in case we've got anybody who has not been familiar, because then they can donate money as well.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, Loving Spoonful. Do you want?
Actually, no, you go ahead. Please do.
I was just going to say, Loving Spoonful is an amazing not-for-profit organization that's been really incredibly innovative and supports and feeds people who have HIV and AIDS and who may not be able to eat sometimes, just because it's just depending on where they are in their illness.
So, yeah, it's a much-needed organization, and they do really good work, and they have fabulous events as well.
Yes, they
tomorrow do. Tomorrow night, the Pride Ball that Brandon Gockel's putting on is like happening at the Anza Club tomorrow night, and it is going to be off the hook.
Why is it a Pride Ball?
Pardon me?
Tell me about the ball. Why is it a ball?
It's sort of like old school ball. Like, I don't know if you've seen Paris is Burning or anything like that, with all the, where the voguing and all that sort of started way back in the sort of early 80s in New York. But, you know, Madonna sort of took it upon herself. But it really is a sort of a competition of different walks. And there's sort of diva realness and office realness and hot bod realness and all these things. And then you just like sort of do a little sort of catwalk sachet down. And I think some of the, I'm just looking at the little site right now, Beach Bod, Butch Queen, first time in drag, High Fashion Summer Wear, and East Van Realness, which is my favorite.
What exactly is East Van Realness?
Well, you tell me. I don't know. I'm thinking some fabulous Birkenstocks.
Well, you and I were born and raised in Vancouver, so it's just, yeah, I really don't know what that is. So,
I think it's anything that you would sort of see on the street. So that's anything that goes in East Van. Everyone's so creative and spectacular over there. I actually hosted East Side Pride a couple of weeks ago with the fabulous Jackie Agogo, and we saw all different sizes, shapes, and colors. Let me tell you, it was spectacular. There were people like drag queens, and there were like sort of butch lesbians and lipsticks artistic lesbians and really femboys and really bear boys, and it was just an absolute catastrophe of glamour.
A catastrophe of glamour. I love that.
Yeah, it was a little excessive, and especially daytime drag is never that much fun. You know that.
Yes.
But so much fun. And at this event tomorrow night, the fabulous Pride Ball, I believe Jaylene Time is going to be there. Mm. Sean Horler from Extra West is going to be there. And Don't Quit Your Gay Job. Isolde and Baron. And she's actually the DMS Entertainer of the Year this year. She's spectacular.
Wow, that's awesome.
And a good friend of ours, Jeff McNeil, is helping. And, of course, Tommy D. And it's going to be a really good time. I think tickets are still available, and you can head over there. I don't know what time, see what time it starts. It's at 8:30 tomorrow night. It goes to right 2:00 at the Anza Club, so that's going to be a really hot ticket. But then, of course, the major sort of real oh my god, Pride is here. Davie Street Village, fabulous.
Is it true? I heard a rumor that they actually block off the streets. You get
to actually
drink.
Do. Yeah. And
really?
This is the first year since they started that I haven't been doing the. They had a 40-foot by 40-foot. Fido sponsored it, and it was a 40-foot by 40-foot twister game, and I yelled
with clothing on.
That was optional as well, but most people were very close. But the positions that they got into, and some people were really like going for it. They would just like kill themselves to win this free Fido phone. But it went on for about 3 hours, and me yelling blue dot right arm. Pink dot left leg. It got a bit out of control. But of course, our fabulous friend Kim Kuzma's back in town, and she's performing there. I know Simone's on stage. I think it starts, the gates, if you will, open at 7:00.
Mm.
They have a big beer garden, and from what I understand, I know that a lot of people had problems with lineups and such, because you have to buy tickets and then you have to get in line for the beer and yada yada. I think that the Pride Society has taken matters in their own hands and taken care of getting everything a bit flowing a little bit easier.
That sounds lovely.
It's just going to be off the hook, and it's so much fun. And then that is really the start, and then it's just, you know, oh my goodness, an explosion after that. So the fireworks, the fireworks tonight is a good sort of on your mark. Get ready. Get set.
Let's jump.
Exactly. But so much fun. And and then, of course, the fabulous Pride Parade, 12 noon on Sunday. And my Pride, I was just looking at my schedule while sort of stepping over all my thousands of wigs and hot glue guns and feathers and sequins. And
I can't wait to see what you're wearing.
Oh, I think I'm going to be good from far, but far from good. It's going to be a great time.
Did you say you broke 8 needles today?
Pardon me?
Did you say you broke 8 needles today, or am I not hearing quite?
No, actually, I broke 2 on my sewing machine, but I think I poked myself about 8 times with my fingers, sort of wheedling them down to nothing, getting sequins on that bulletproof polyester. I'll do anything for a little vintage, you know? But I was looking over my Sunday. Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Spill.
11:30 in full ass drag at the corner of Denman and Robson. At 12:00, parade starts, so all the Let Fabulous Dykes on Bikes started off, and I'll be chatting away. That goes till about 3:00. Then I have to go to a private, fabulous rooftop private location, big, huge party right in the thick of the West End for a couple of... I'm going to do a couple of songs there. So that's probably from sort of 3:30, 4-ish to about 5:30. Then at 7:30 or 7:00, I'm at the Roundhouse emceeing and singing in front of the entire Vancouver Men's Chorus.
Nice.
And they're doing this fabulous thing called My Big Gay Sing. And it is actually a big gay sing-along. And we're doing like Cher medleys, I believe, ABBA medleys. I'm starting people off with a little Sound of Music routine.
That is worth
rehearsal,
seeing.
It was, I have to sing that, get the crowd doing the Soto Lava Vino Ray, whatever it is. And then I go, okay, now you. So they're all going, oh, yeah, he can sing all right. No, everything's going to be fine. Yeah, what about after yelling, Happy Pride, everyone, for 5 hours? I'm going to be like more like, Soto Lava. And then after the fabulous My Big Gay Sing, I have my own show up at the J Lounge at the corner of Davie and Butte, Smudge Cabaretro. And they're actually having a big tea dance in the afternoon. Yeah, and they're having a big tea dance in the afternoon, so I'm going to be the fabulous dessert to their afternoon and do a couple of numbers. And I've got some people from out of town coming and singing live. And I've actually got the winner of the Gaga impersonation contest at Celebrities a couple of months ago, Baby
wow.
Gaga, and she'll be performing. So very, very excited. And then Monday, I've planned absolutely nothing except for a nice, glamorous, tall double Caesar at about 1 in the afternoon.
It sounds like you're going to need it after that. That's an action-packed... Wow, and you didn't even include in there that you need to run in heels over to my float so that we can exchange mics and interview each other.
Yeah, I'll be up and down, and believe me, that sun and all my makeup and stuff, I'll be down for my favorites and up for the, thanks very much, nice float. And now float 169. But it is going to be just like supreme this year, and mm-hmm. I think it's good. We're going to break records with the weather that we're having, the fabulous positive energy,
mm-hmm.
And everyone feeling really confident about getting together in huge groups. That's what I found lately since the Olympics. It seems like a lot of people are more, you know, I've been watching the news. I haven't been down to all of the festivities with the fireworks and everything, the Festival of Lights, or no, what's it called again? Symphony of Fire?
Symphony of Fire.
Well, I haven't been down, but judging from all the news reports, everyone's like, there's been a couple of booze pour-outs and stuff, but 300,000 people all together and no huge fights or anything like that. I think the city is ready for great, fabulous celebrations all together, you know?
I think the Olympics did change us a lot.
We grew up a lot, didn't we?
We did. Vancouver's growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's turned into a sexy biatch.
So what else can I tell you? What else do you want to know?
I want to know about Queertopia as well, because you're mentioning at the Roundhouse with the sing-along and just the fact that there's the Queer Arts Festival going on too, which I think is fantastic.
It is spectacular, yeah. I know that Carol Delinko from Pride Vancouver is doing a movie night tomorrow night, I believe, and I don't know if that's tied into the same thing, but I know that all of the arts are getting together for big celebrations, and yeah.
No, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. You're mentioning in terms of the ball. So would that be a good opportunity for somebody who does not know how to walk in heels to learn how to walk?
Oh, for God's sakes, yeah. Especially with the sort of like tough drag category, you're supposed to be a bit disheveled, you know what I mean? So, like, I'd almost bend a heel before I got on just for a little extra points.
I'm going to sound so crass, but I'm just going to say it anyway. You could probably borrow the heels from somebody who works at Brandy's.
Oh, my.
Because some of the tricks those girls do, they...
Oh, honey, the heels that they wear aren't heels. They're handles, just so you know.
I may need to quote you on that.
You're more than... I don't like to gossip, but I do like to show concern. Oh, and it's so much, I'm the manager of, but like my daytime job, I'm the manager of the most fabulous costume house in all of North America called Carol's Costume Corner in North Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying that
and
people are buying
has been
and
coming
renting.
In for fabulous, sorry, I'm talking over top of you, go.
Yes, you are, but that's all right.
No, I get all excited, you know.
I want to hear what you have to say about Carol's Costume Corner in terms of what should people be wearing and what are you seeing people pulling and renting?
Well, the newest, like, sort of trend, you know, of course, always, like, it's, like, superheroes, and some of the gay boys are coming in for fabulous leather chaps and all that sort of thing. But the newest, like, trend with, like, parties and people, like, getting is steampunk. Are you all familiar with the steampunk
thing? Describe steampunk.
Steampunk
or punk?
Steampunk.
Pump.
Like,
so not
steam
pump.
Steam is in, like, sort of tea, hot.
I just need to clarify
and then
that.
Punk is in, like, sort of...
Like punk
snow
rock.
Hockey, right?
Okay, like Venus and Mars.
Yeah, but what they're doing is it's sort of like an old Victorian sort of, I want to say, Johnny Depp, Sleepy Hollow, but then with a little bit of 2011 thrown in, sort of little techno, like people are wearing big, tall top hats with, like, big, huge black goggles and... sort of an edge of hardness, sort of a bit gothy at the same time. It's a fabulous look. And so girls with big sort of crinoline skirts, but then they're wearing sort of shredded fishnets underneath. And you know what I mean?
I do. It almost sounds very goth. It actually just reminds me kind of the stuff that you'd see at a Sin City party.
Totally.
Yeah, because I know Isaac's, I don't know if it's gone on yet, but is for Sin City, was going to do a gender bender party as well. I think that's on Saturday night as well in regards to Pride. But that does sound like some of the things that I do see at Sin.
Yeah, well, I love it. I think it's great. And it's so people can be so creative and do like almost anything, right? But a lot of the looks for Pride are always in and always hot are, of course, feather boas and huge big crinolines and waist cinchers and that's just the guys.
I was actually thinking shirtless for the guys, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, again, the least amount of clothing possible, the better for me, you know. Eye candy. I'll just
eye candy.
From afar.
I agree. Eye candy is beautiful.
I love it.
Eye candy and heels.
Ooh.
So in terms of heels, you're saying that it's... What would you recommend in terms of learning how to walk in heels? Because women in the city, and myself included, sometimes we do the Lululemon flip-flop look a lot.
I know. Mm-hmm. And my worst is, although I have, like, sort of after 8 hours of running around, you have seen me sort of... slithering around the West End
slithering.
With the gown on and sort of flat. But that's because I've been stomping on, you know, 220-odd pounds on 10 toes. Meanwhile, I see, like, women during the day with, like, the runner look still, with skirts, and even the nylon still during summer. Not a good look.
No, I think that should have been thrown away a long time ago.
So even if they had a cute little ballet slipper or something, it would be like way less, like more things, like way less things to carry around, big things, like big huge sneakers or a couple of little fold away beautiful ballet slippers. Why don't you do that if you have to wear a flat?
Or they can actually get the shape ups now, which have been my latest thing, because they've actually got one that looks like a Mary Jane. It's quite cute. And just they're not even at the bottom, so it actually adjusts your core while you're walking. So it's actually, for flats, they're pretty good. So
very good.
I've been retiring from heels, so
I ended up buying. I think it's the same. So is it the sort of curved bottom one? Yeah, I end up because I'm on my feet for like 10 hours a day at the fabulous costume place. So I ended up getting those MBTs. We're like getting a bit old and talking about comfortable footwear, but they have changed my life.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't want to go back to
your
heels.
Feet. Now back to fabulous, like lube and.
Was definitely sequins.
Sequins are always hot. Well, but you always have to remember, I think I've got my outfits narrowed down, and all of them are, I hate to say it, but they're sort of, if Mrs. Roper was alive in 2010, she'd be me. I've got some vintage, fabulous, they're almost like a caftan. Voluptuousness of my body, the little silhouette. I know, but they're all like sort of really busy, poochy, printy, like delicious.
Oh,
so,
that's great.
And I've got like 8 different colors of hair. I've got pink and blue. I think I might have to change during the parade so everyone doesn't get bored of what I'm wearing. I'm going to bring a little tent with me.
You almost need your own foot photographer then, so we can get those pictures up on Facebook or Twitter pics.
Well, totally, and I do actually. I've got a guy following me the next 5 months. His name is Time. Boy to girl. And he's following me around to like my like family events. He's chopped off before I start sort of painting wildly.
So.
If I'm all shaved and I'm in a rush, I can totally be in my underwear, no makeup on, and out the door in 35 minutes.
That's impressive.
I know, right? It was poor Willie and everyone. I've been doing my makeup for so long, and I haven't really, I've sort of evolved, but it's still paint by numbers, right? So I don't really change it up that much, whereas all the girls that are really experimental, it's fabulous, Ray Sunshine, and of course, Jailene Time and stuff. But that's not really my, they're more like female illusionists, whereas I'm a drag queen.
And you Ray Sunshine's actually a makeup artist as well, so.
Yeah, it took me until about 4 years ago to start shaving my chest. I used to have a big hairy chest. And I have a twin sister over on the island, and Vicky Smudge, and she still has a big hairy chest.
I need to see you two together.
Oh, we're fabulous. We do this song called Ring on My Finger and a Stiff on My Hand. It's from a terrible movie called Highway of Heartache that came out years ago. And, it's all about this woman who kills her fiancé. So she's got the ring on her finger but a stiff on her hand. But you can understand the innuendo we take with it. There's also another song from the same illustrious movie called Burnin' Beaver Blues.
Burning Beaver Blues.
Oh, it is just horrific. I've got an itch in my twitch and a catch in my snatch. You have no idea.
And I thought touch me was bad from Rocky Horror back in the day.
I don't know if it's on YouTube or not, or if you can iTunes it, but Burning Beaver Blues by Winona Sue and the Turnpikes is the name of the band. Check it out.
That sounds absolutely hilarious, which I should probably mention before I forget. I did play your theme song at the beginning, which for those out there who weren't sure and recognized a little bit of retro, a little bit of Hall & Oates, and that was Maneater. Why is Maneater your song?
Well, because I always say, like, if someone asks me, what are you going to do tonight, and I feel like going out and having a big party, I'd say, I'm going to chew it off. Or if somebody asked me how my last number was that I did on stage, in their backstage, I said, I chewed it off. So when they say, here she comes, she's going to chew you up. Oh, here she goes. So it's like very my theme song. I love it. It's perfect. And Hall & Oates being totally my genre. I don't want to date myself, but hi. I graduated in 1987.
It's okay. I graduated in 89, my darling. So
yeah. Well, you're looking way younger than I do, sister.
It's the Asian. So I'm half. So. I swear it's genetic, so.
But yeah, my father's blood is sort of pulsing through my veins, so it's aging me quickly, let me tell you. That Northern England blood, English blood, you know, you're balding and can't go outside because I'll get totally pink and freckled. I'm going to be wearing SPF 70 on Sunday, let me tell you.
I was just going to ask, what are your recommendations? Going to be wearing boas, which don't breathe very well.
No.
If you're wearing PVC platform shoes or whatever types of shoes people are wearing, do you recommend? What in terms of survival guide?
Hydrate. Okay. Number one, with whatever substances you have next to you at the time. Of course, water is very important. One on, one off, one on, one off, sort of thing. And layers, because like I know everyone wants to like sort of look all. And perfect, but make sure that you can take off a little something because you are going to get hot. I'm bringing in a big, huge Cirque du Soleil umbrella, which keeps the heat off a lot. And it's so funny, the Cirque du Soleil I went and saw, what was it called again? Last year. Doesn't matter. I went and saw it, and they had these huge umbrellas that were all gay pride flags.
Oh, really?
So I bought one. And so now it's mine. When we were Carlotta Girl and I do It's Raining Men or anything like that, I bring it on out. So that'll be my my movable shade on Sunday, let me tell you. I'm just, last year I was so exhausted afterwards, I totally hornswaggled one of those rickshaw pedicabs.
I don't blame you. Get off the
goodness.
Feet.
I just could not handle it. She was going so fast, and I was like, faster, mush, mush. She's carrying myself and another friend of mine, like 400 pounds, up Davie Street. Oh, my God, it was hysterical. There's lots of pictures of those.
I want to see those.
Oh, I'll send them to you, babe. But what else can we talk about that people will be interested in? I'm, like, so excited to be on your fabulous show, and I really want people to get out and enjoy themselves this weekend for sure.
One of the things I did want to touch on is in the news we've been seeing a lot in regards to sometimes gay bashing and things like that. And in the last... Because the Pride Parade's been going on for a long time, and the Pride just celebrating in Vancouver. Have you known, has it been getting better or worse?
Well, I think it's been slowly getting better, but then there's, you know, there's an idiot in every crowd, and it just takes one drunken jerk standing outside celebrities or wherever he's standing just to, like, say some stupid drunken remark, and then it just seems to escalate, right? Because we're not putting up with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just, I don't know, even know where to start or where to end with it, but it's got to end. And where I, what I really liked was I saw Spencer Herbert on NDP guy from Davie Village on the news on Tuesday or something like that. Oh, no, it was probably on the weekend after. I think it was Saturday morning before the last fireworks. And he said, not only do we want you to knock off leaving all the trash, but we want you to knock off the trash talk. So, you know, this is our backyard, and, you know, we'd like you to have some respect, and no racial, no homophobic, no derogatory remarks whatsoever in our hood. We're not putting up with it, and we don't want to listen to it either. Like, you know, I was on the bus the other day with a couple of probably 15, 16-year-old kids, and they were, every other word was, like, began with an F or an S, or, like, a couple of C's were thrown out there, and I was like, holy cow. I just told them to shut up, and everyone clapped. So we outnumbered them. But can you imagine if you're sitting there by yourself and there's like 8 16-year-olds? You feel a bit intimidated,
of
right?
Of course.
So I don't know. I think it starts young, and it just lets. So it gets the same thing as that. The one thing I would love people to take away from this interview is to keep your. Stop your kids, stop your nieces, stop any person in your vicinity saying, oh, that's so gay. I hate that. I don't hate very many things. I hate that. It's permeating the entire society. And then everyone around me, they all know I'm completely open. And they always apologize. Oh, it's just something he says. I'm going, well, don't say it. It really offends me. Like, why should gay be a derogatory negative thing?
Oh, exactly. It shouldn't be.
I think it plays on, even if people don't believe it, it plays on people's subconscious, and it gets into the filters of people. It drives me nuts. So people listening to this radio station at this time, please listen to me and get them to stop saying, that's so gay.
Yeah.
I even have it at the workplace. I have a big sign with a big sort of circle and the X through it. So people don't say it in my store. And if they do, I'm like, oh, it sounds like you're saying that's a bad thing. I don't care for it at all.
No, I don't blame you. And I don't think that anybody should care for it.
No, I don't think we should stand for it either. I think that's what Spencer was talking about, is that, like, the trash talk, although it's just talk and people have their opinions, keep your opinions to yourself. I don't want to hear all that smut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm usually good with smut. I'm usually the one saying it.
In regards to what you think, what do you think that should be taught to youth today? Because, like, in terms of embracing pride and...
Well, I think we're leaps, and again, talking about my high school career, we're leaps and bounds ahead of where I was. I was reading something in the Metro or 24 or something today about the GLAAD Awards for TV stations. ABC got some because of Fabulous Glee, and I think it was ABC that's Glee, yeah. And then, but the top winners was, like, CMT, or something like that, and they were also talking about it's all for the amount of hours of positive. MTV won the most, though, which was good, because I like that, because what's their demographic,
I was
right?
just going to say.
So positive reinforcing of the, not, and not just stereotypes. They have all different types of homosexuals, transgender, bisexual, you know, they have all the different LGBTs, so we love it.
Last week when I was, for my show last week, I actually had Dr. Faisal Sakuran on, and he's a multicultural therapist, and we actually talked a little bit. It was more on hymenoplasty, which was in terms of the Muslim community that a lot of the women are expected because of all the arranged marriages.
Yeah.
And so we talked a little bit, just, but it was more from a psychological point of view in terms of for multiculturalism and embracing your sexuality. And I was going to ask if you had any advice in terms of someone who may be coming from a different culture who's,
do what I did, and it wasn't even something that I chose to do. It just, the universe landed my twin sister Vicky Smudge in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And find someone who is leading that you think you want to lead. Somebody's already created the wheel. So if you're feeling uncomfortable at something, someone, somehow in your circle, put it out to the universe that you want someone to come into your life that has sort of the like-minded point of view that you do.
System of value system.
It usually happens, whether you meet it through, you know, I don't know about all this computer networking, or friends through friends, or maybe there is a homosexual or someone that you do know. And ask them questions. And usually if they're, you know, secure and where you want to be anyway, they'll be more than willing to help you along the way. I think that's the easiest way. And, of course, books and everything are really great. I'm not a huge reader, but I know Little Sisters on Davy Street have lots of literature
and
things about, oh, gosh, yes. So, and, of course, the web is always really good, too. But I think someone that you trust and talking to them, and you don't have necessarily have to be gay or whatever, but they... So a worldly person that has their head on their shoulders and knows what the way the world ticks, you know what I mean? And finding strength in numbers and letting people know that you're not alone and that you're not the only person that thinks this way. That's probably the number one thing, because when I was in high school, I thought I was like the only one. So I know what it's like.
It's basically realizing that you are not alone and you don't need to feel isolated.
Absolutely not. There's always help, and depending on your age, there's always like Youth Co. and there's lots of
resources.
There's lots of resources for sure.
Now, I was hoping that I was actually going to double check with Out in Schools if they, which I haven't checked with them yet, to see if they have people who, when they're volunteering and doing the presentations in the schools, if there's anybody who perhaps Cantonese or Mandarin or Punjabi. If there's any of the other languages, perhaps.
That's a really good, I never thought about that before, to tell you the truth. That's a really good question. You'd hope that there would be.
I'm hoping so, and if not, I fully encourage if somebody who's listening to this does speak Cantonese, Mandarin, or Punjabi, I fully encourage you to volunteer, because I think it's really
beneficial. It'll repay itself tenfold, let me tell you.
That's one thing nice about the net, though, these days. You'd mentioned in regards to finding groups and things like that. And I think in terms of finding the information sometimes, and especially if language is a barrier, or if you're young, you're scared, you don't know, and you haven't had a school where Out in School has been there, or another great presentation like that, where they're able to offer resources and support, and you're not sure who you can ask because you haven't met anybody at this stage. That's one of the nice things about online, because you can look at things, even though there's a lot of scary information out there too.
And, yeah, I agree, and that's where I was going with it too, that I don't really know that much about it, just because of the goods and the bads. You know what I mean? It's sometimes hard to even decipher which is which.
Yeah, it can be. And I think that's one of the things too, hopefully with parents, just really thinking of parenting as a leadership journey, and really trying to encourage kids to just play it safe, and just trying to be open-minded and supportive with your children regardless of their choices.
That would be key as well, yeah.
And then less chance of, you know, a child actually meeting somebody they've met off Craigslist or something like that.
No, and that's where the desperosity comes in, and that's the worst part about it, is that, you know, people do crazy things when they're desperate, when they're just looking, reaching out for someone to accept them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the scary part, and that's the part that I would really... tread carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last time I had you on the show, we were chatting a little bit about HIV and just in regards to the drug cocktails that are available now. That I know we were talking about youth, but I know we weren't talking about teens at that point. We were talking more, at least I thought we were talking about probably about 19 to about 25.
Right.
Where just that there were sometimes more cases happening because people weren't taking it seriously anymore.
Yeah, it's still because still. People are living so much longer. They're thinking that it's not. It's like sort of, I don't know, like herpes or something mm-hmm. like that, or you know, that they can live with it, which they can live with it, and thank goodness they can. Mm-hmm. But you know, to have that attitude of I'm young and I'm invincible, it's not the way to live. That's for sure.
No, definitely not. So it's really, really important. And same thing, I'm going to recommend safe sex, use condoms always. So
always.
Regardless who it's with. So.
Yep.
Yeah. We're going to take a really, really quick short break because I have to play the PSA, which I'm very excited for the Pride Society, which is
very
so
excited.
Seriously appropriate for this show. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR, and we will be right back with more information all about Pride.
You bet.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Vancouver Pride Society in the 2010
Pride
season.
That you're telling me about?
With great events leading up to Pride, including Gay Day at Playland July 17th, Picnic in the Park July 24th, and the Friday Night Dance Party on Davie Street to kick off Pride weekend. The Pride Parade starts at 12 p.m. on Sunday, August 1st, and the party continues until 5 p.m. at the Pride Festival at Sunset Beach. Join us for an incredible celebration of culture and diversity. For more information and event listings, visit vancouverpride.ca.
That'd be so funny. What was the other one you were saying? Ring on my finger. Just gonna try that one.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Enchanted Evenings concert series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver.
Oh my God,
the series runs from July 9th to September 3rd every Friday evening.
No, I won't be able
Come and enjoy a diverse array of world music while sampling food selected specifically to complement the music. Of the series' nine concerts, the first four are in July.
On July 9th, the series kicks off with the Birds of Paradox, combining Western Chinese and Indian music. Delana Gail Bowen with her sultry blues, jazz, and gospel on July 16th, Ocean of Sound with their percussion-based music on July 23rd, and the Vancouver Piano Ensemble on July 30th.
Tickets are $20 and $18 for Garden members. A season's pass is only $135 with a savings of $45.
For tickets and information, call 604-662-3207 extension 210 and visit VancouverChineseGarden.com for a full listing of upcoming concerts. The Enchanted Evenings Concert Series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver every Friday from July 9th to September 3rd.
And we are back. I'm Sexy in Van City Radio, and I apologize to everybody about not turning my mic off during the break. So, so you got to hear one side of my conversation with the wonderful, unstoppable Connie Smudge.
Oh, my little darling, the best half. You know, we're all family here listening. It's all good. We missed that fabulous PSA from the Pride Society, but I'm sure it was spectacular.
I'm sure it was great with my chatting during it, and I'm almost fearful to hear the podcast afterwards.
I'm just trying to remember what we talked about, Burn and Beaver Blues. And I think I made some sort of comment about next time you have a doctor in talking about any female problems. Oh, my little darling, you know, it's okay.
Oh.
There.
So everybody, you're going to have to look up, you're going to have to burn those songs for me. And I'm seriously, I wish to God I had a camera in here because it would be great to have that and pop it up on the podcast while everything is going on. That'd be great.
You're a crazy girl.
I am a very crazy girl.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes you decide which songs to do when you're performing?
Usually I do songs that sort of tell a story. So I have something sort of I can put my own thing into it. I do a song called It Should Have Been Me that I do at a lot of, I get hired for weddings. I was hired a couple of months ago for a wedding over on the island, and only the bride and the bride's the maid of honor knew that I was coming. It was 500 people in Bowen Park in Nanaimo.
Nice.
And they had me, and I dressed all in black. And I had met with the girls before, and they'd given me some information on the groom, like where he worked and what kind of car he drove and all that sort of thing. And I came in, and it was right when they finished dinner, and they were doing some speeches, and I burst through these big, huge, clangy doors, and I was like, where is he? Where is he? And the MC was just like pooing bricks, if we're allowed to say that. I beelined it directly towards him, and he's looking at the bride, and the bride's like, well, go for it. And I'm like, well, this groom here, Steve, my boyfriend, decided to break up with me this morning of all days. We've been seeing each other for 10 years. So tell him all about how we used to meet him out the back of his office in his green fabulous minivan. And he was, I think he was the captain of the senior men's lacrosse team or something.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
He had like 12 really butchy, hot guys that were all of his sort of ushers and things like that. So it was a bit touch and go, but then I do this song, and it's a really long, really old song by an artist from the 70s called Yvonne Fair. And it's about seeing my love walk down the aisle. He turns to me, gives me a smile, and I said, it should have been me! That's always a good one, but it's again, it's back to the whole story thing, so I can sort of tell a little story about, you know, just taking people on the journey with me, if you will.
Mm.
And sometimes I just like the feel. Like I do a lot of Willie Taylor, who is the best, one of the supreme drag queens in town, said that I should probably do it in his voice. Connie, guess what? I think that you are the only white chick in the entire city of Vancouver that can do a black chick better than me. Guess what? And I love like Patti LaBelle and Jennifer Holliday and Donna Summer, and because I'm a big girl, so I need that sort of voice, right? But I am working on singing live and stuff, so I'm trying to get my ear and my tone in alignment, so to speak. I'm looking forward to doing a lot of live singing in the sort of coming months. I'm working out a little routine, and it should be quite fun. I love to stretch myself, and it is really a big stretch. I've been doing lip syncing for 15 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so now singing live is a whole new challenge. It's like a whole new ball game.
So for the sing along on Saturday, are you going to be singing for Sound of Music?
Oh yeah, we're all going to be, the choir's going to be there, mm-hmm. leading everyone in song, but there's going to be a huge big screen with the sort of follow the dots, the bouncing dots, and everyone is encouraged to sing. And it's, the men's chorus is so, like, I've been in rehearsal with them, and it's, it just fills you right up. You know what I mean? The energy and the beautiful tone and sound that they make.
Mm-hmm.
They went to London, from what I understand, and did very well there in a big competition. And they're such a nice group of guys. And it's going to be just a room full of like pride, love. It's going to be fabulous. And I know that they have a huge following. So if anyone wants to get tickets, I think they're available at Little Sisters and things. You should get them soon, because Sunday is approaching very quickly.
It's coming up really, 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 really,
Sunday,
really
Sunday,
quick.
Sunday. I know. I'm sweating just thinking about it. Oh, my.
I can't wait to see what shoes you're wearing on Sunday.
I think I'm going to wear, I'm not going to wear, like, total cheater heels, but I'm not wearing the big 6-inch stilettes. I just can't. So I've got a little pair of silver 3-inchers that are slingbacky, and they're almost like runners to me, so I'll be fine in those all night long, all day long.
I haven't figured out what I'm wearing yet for when I get to switch mics with you when we're on the floats, but... Well,
maybe I'll have to bring a little extra something-something down for you.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Well, Well, last year went as a space age Audrey Hepburn from Breakfast at Tiffany's with the tiara, the whole nine yards, and a silver sequin dress. But
sounds pretty fabulous.
It was very fabulous, but I don't know how to top that this year.
No.
I've gotten quite used to wearing my shape-up shoes.
No. Oh, and you're Mary Jane.
I know.
Why don't you do, like, well, I like the whole space age thing. Why don't you do like, all the sort of old, the fabulous, creme de la creme? Like, why don't you do a space age Marilyn Monroe? I've got a great wig at the shop. And actually, I've got the great 7-inch, 7-year itch, 7-inch, listen to me, 7-year itch.
I was going to ask, what do you...
little white stretch dress, too, if you need that. It'll be very cool. You'd have to put some SPF on your back, that's for sure. You should come see me. I'll set you up, sister. Carol's Costume Corner, North Vancouver, 152 East 2nd Street. 604-986-4880.
Has everybody heard that?
Had to get a little plug in there, you know.
It's fine.
And I really would like to also press the fabulous people at the J-Lounge. They're doing lots of things every night. And coming up in the next couple of months, they've got a lot of live bands and fabulous evenings happening there. So check out J-Lounge. It's really up and coming.
So supporting a lot of local talent, in other words, which
is
great.
Yeah, exactly. And with the closure now in concrete, from what I understand, I think it's September 5th with the Odyssey closing. There is a great need for open space for open people in the downtown core. There's really not very many places that are primarily gay or lesbian, transgendered, bisexual. And that's not, I don't want to be like all inclusive because I go to lots of straight places and I really enjoy myself and lots of straight people come to our places, which I totally want to encourage. But there's a real lacking of spaces for fabulousness.
No, it's true. And the Odyssey was a fantastic space.
Yeah, it was just it's a real sad closure. But who knows what they might have something in store. Everything is possible. Let's say
that's true. And you never know literally what's around the corner.
Exactly.
So if someone wants to get a hold of you, I know we've talked about at the store.
Yeah, no, but they can always email me at Connie, C-O-N-N-I, no E on Connie, please, C-O-N-N-I, smudge, S-M-U-D-G-E, at yahoo.com. And everyone still laughs that I'm on Yahoo, but yes, I am. I'm not on Gmail, folks. Just get over it.
And do you have a Facebook fan page?
I do, Connie Smudge, C-O-N-N-I-S-M-U-D-G-E.
Perfect. So then that way, do you update that regular? So then
I'm going to be far better at it than I have been. But yes, I've been a bit remiss. But yeah, it should be coming up with a whole bunch of new events. I've got a new techie that's taking care of all of my correspondence for me. So that is really good. Not taking care of it as in like all the stuff that I put out is all my own words. But as for typing and stuff, I just... I just dictate.
I love the word dictate.
I do too. For some reason, I always think of Mad Men and that fabulous John Hamm or whatever his name is with dictation for some reason, but I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I don't know if any of our listeners have any idea why either. No, I'm so excited, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. And for all you listeners out there, please come out on Sunday.
Come to my corner, the corner of Denman and Robson at 12 noon, and I'll rock your world.
You realize if somebody is just tuning in right now, they may have a completely different connotation of what you're talking about.
12 noon on Sunday afternoon in prime daylight with 300,000 of my best friends. Come and enjoy. Please do.
And please, please celebrate Pride this weekend. And CITR will be there. Yours truly, Caroline McGillivray, will be there. And I will thank you, my darling.
I love you.
I might be totally dressed up as Marilyn, it's sounding like, which will be very, very space age Marilyn. Very cool.
I'll make you look even more glamorous than you do now.
I like being glamorous.
I know you do. Thanks, Vancouver. And happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride. And you've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio. And to end the hour, because Hans von Claus's Misery Hour will not be airing tonight, I will be putting on a podcast. I've got a very special song, specifically dedicated to Connie Smudge.
Oh.
It Should Have Been Me by Yvonne Fair.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Enjoy, everybody.
Have a good night.
song, my love. Walking down the aisle, and as he passed me by, he turned to me and gave me a smile. Then the preacher, the preacher joined their hands. And all the people, began to stand. When I shouted, it should have been me. Asked that there be silence, please. If any objections to this wedding, speak now or forever, forever hold your peace. And I stood up and said it should have been me.
Nothing but